Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
Daniel.
Let's wait another minute and then we'll begin.
Jasmine.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.
As we normally do with our Rosh Kodesh events, we will start with a verse from the Zohar. First we'll do a L'shem Yichud. And then we will explain the energy of the month. And we will culminate with the Anah B'Koach and the meditation for Rosh Kodesh. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkin Tei B'Tchilu Urchimu Tchilu Tchilu Urchimu V'yakta L'shem Yud Hei B'Vav Hei V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konenehu. Rabbi, we're reading a verse from the Zohar that has to do with certainty from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Dekucha Barichu Koma Diaved Leila Witata Solaihu Gishot Viovada Dikshot Vela Mila Bialma Divae Barna Vedaya Leila Mineya Ulan Haga Beya Kilana Deakulu Ovada Big Shot Inun with Kolaits the Reef Bioma. Our handout today can be found on the Unique Astrological Times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. And if you're using a mobile device, it can be found at the end of the page. When you open up the Unique Astrological Times, please scroll down almost to the bottom, and it will say Rosh Kodesh Av. And above that, I believe, is a link to the blog for the year 5777. The energy of Av is a unique monthly energy. Each month is unique, but this one is particularly unique. The meaning of Av is father, its ancestors. The month of Av is frequently referred to as Menachem Av, and Menachem means will comfort, since we will find that time is a significant part of the essence of Av. the future tense can become the present tense. This month is the comfort of the children of Israel, although many of them do not see this and do not experience this. This is because many people utilize the ninth of Av as a mourning day, while the Kabbalists utilize the ninth of Av as a mourning the loss of the mitzvot, since the Mashiach is born on the ninth of Av. And when the Mashiach manifests, the mitzvot will no longer be necessary. This year you have seen the beginning of the peace treaty manifested on the ninth of Av, which took place the last war in the south where we got the ceasefire. And we've been maintaining that ceasefire and attempting to expand it to the other borders, the other dimensions of the land of Israel. But what makes Av unique is that the energy of Av is royalty. Royalty means you will feel like a king, a queen. You will feel entitled. This is the negative aspect of the energy. But at the same time, if you resist the impulse to cause people to serve you, then being a king, being a queen, is a wonderful experience because that's who you truly are. As a child of Hashem, you are truly a king. It's the only problem is that you cannot expand that so that you feel that you're a king because others serve you. And this is a learning tool, a learning necessity during the month of Av. The month of Av is also unique in another aspect. The month of Av is related to the tribe of Shimon, but also to the tribe of Issachar. The tribe of Issachar from the earlier times and the tribe of Shimon in our times. The tribe of Shimon, when unified with the tribe of Levi, creates destruction, havoc. It's uncontrollable. It's irresistible. It's judgment at its peak. God, in His mercy, created the month of Av with the letter Tet. He created the month of Av with the letter Tet because the letter Tet physically, in visual sense, has two arms, one straight arm and one curved arm, both elevating. The letter Tet with these two arms represents this duality. The letter Tet also created the male organ, which with its duality of the crown and the stem, with its duality of the two states, soft and erect. The energy of the month of Av has this duality. The first 15 days or 14 days of the month is very much harsh judgment. And the last half of the month, from the 15th on, is soft judgment. lenient judgment. But ultimately, these are the same thing. They're judgment. Just some is more severe, more harsh than others. We are still in the 3-week period. We have 2 respites between now and the 9th, 10th of Av. What are these respites? They're Rosh Chodesh and a holiday based on the energy of the Hilulah of the Ari, which is on the 5th of Av. The 5th of Av is the 5th day of the 5th month. The number 5 typically comes from the hay, the lower hay especially, representing the physical world. But in the frame of Zeranpin, the 5 represents counting from Chesed. Chesed is 1, Gevura is 2, Tiferet is 3, Netzach is 4, and Hod is 5. So the 5th day of the 5th month is Hod Shebahod, just like the 33rd day of the Omer, Lag BaOmer, which is the Hilulah of Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai chose to leave on the 33rd day of the Omer, a negative period, meaning a positive period if only the vessel had the vessel, if the vessel was only cleansed sufficiently. And the Ari chose to leave on Chod Shebahod, the 5th day of the 5th month, a negative period, a judgmental period, based on harsh judgment, to provide us with this safe haven during these 9 days. The month of Av is very positive if you have the vessel to handle it. And that's why the Ari gave us the meditation for the 3 weeks. That's why reading the Tikkun Rachel during this period is helpful. All of this is designed to bring more balance into the situation. The attribute for the month of Av is listening, based on the word Shema. But if you look in on the handout, you see Shemaya. And Shemaya, you can see the word Shema, Shin Mem Ayin, and the Yud and the He. It's connected to Hashem. But it's listening, but it's also vision. Because you feel like a king, you feel like a queen. And that is the way people will see you. And that is the way you will see other people. But you need to not be asking them to serve you. Because the Jewish king serves the people. This is the attribute, serving the people. This is the balance tool in the month of Av. The tribe of Issachar, who was the tribe for the ancient times, because they had the energy, the essence of knowing, of the understanding of time. Time is mercy. Time is the distance between cause and effect. But it is important to understand time, to understand its essence, to utilize it as a tool to accomplish teshuvah. In ancient times, people would search out the members of the tribe of Issachar to ask them their understanding of time, to help understand what was going to happen. Now, in our day, that's prophecy, or what we imagine prophecy should be. But prophecy is not what's going to happen. Prophecy is seeing and hearing in a unified form. That's why the sages speak of prophecy coming from the Sefirot of Netzach and Hod, which are never separated. They're always unified. You cannot walk on one leg. Netzach and Hod are your two legs. In modern times, the tribe is Shimon, as we discussed. It's harsh judgment. And that's why the tribe of Shimon was spread among the other tribes. So there could not be unity in this harsh judgment, because the world could not stand that unity if Shimon was united with Levi. The tribal totem for the month of Av, for the month of, for Shimon, is Chamor. And Chamor means donkey, but it also is a metaphor for the physical world. There's this famous prophecy that the Mashiach will arrive in Jerusalem riding on a donkey. One of the ways, one of the tools that we will know the Mashiach by is his control of the physical world. That's the meaning of riding on a white donkey, controlling the purification of the physical world. The sapphire is the tribal stone. And the quality of the sapphire is healing. Sapphire means to count. It comes from the same root as sephirot, which is an aspect of healing, counting the time between the decision to do teshuvah and the effect of that teshuvah. Counting. You hear me in the Havdalah describe that we could do smelling salts or myrtle. And the myrtle is the Hebrew word mor, mem, vav, resh. You can permute that into wiram, vav, resh, mem, and elevated. This is the power of the myrtle. But the shoresh, in its lowered state of being a myrtle, is mar, memresh, which means bitter. The house is the Beit Habanim, the house of the children. This is a code word. This is a hint to us to listen to children, because they know the Torah without learning the Torah. If we would only listen to children before we start to think that we know better than they, before we start to adulterate the children, as they grow, we make them adults. We adulterate them. Yes, children have to be taught limitations on acting out their emotions, but they innately know the right thing to do. They don't always do it because they're children. They don't understand the strength of their emotions and the integration of their emotions from the negative side. They have to be taught how to do that. But we go further than that in our adulteration. We teach them logic. In today's world, many children are not exposed to the Torah in a traditional sense, in a balanced sense, in a structured sense. Today, the only thing that matters is studying the Talmud, studying the Gemara. Whereas in the past, from 3 to 5, children learned the Aleph-Bet. From 5 to 10, they learned the Chumash. From 10 to 13, they learned the prophets and the writings. And after 13 was only when they were exposed to the Mishnah and the Gemara, known as the Talmud. This was a structured way to learn. Today, that is not done, even in the yeshivot. The zodiac sign is the Aryeh, the lion. The tribal flag is blue and black with the image of the sun and the moon. The sun has two Hebrew words that describe the sun. And we know there are no, what is it? When it starts with an S, the word, it'll come to me. Two words that have the same meaning, that happens in English, never in Hebrew. The sun is called Shemesh, and the sun is called Chama. Chama comes from the root that means hot. Shemesh is the exterior of the sun. Chama is the interior of the sun. The sun is hot, but the sun is sharing. These two attributes of the sun is part of the same duality created by the Tet, or in this case, the Kaf. The Kaf created the sun. The Kaf has two sounds. Almost nobody uses the two sounds in modern Hebrew, but it should be used. The tribal direction is east. And again, there are two words that translate as east, Kedem and Mizrach. Kedem has the meaning of a beginning, and the Mizrach has the meaning of shining. And both relate to the rising of the sun, and you begin to see how duality is spread consistently through the month of Av, the month of your feeling like a king. But if you're feeling like a king who serves his people, it's in a balanced way. If you're feeling like a king who deserves that other people need to serve you, this is what leads to judgment. This is what leads to rebellions against the leaders, the kings, when they feel they deserve. You can see it throughout history. If only you have the understanding of the Kabbalah. Unfortunately, not enough people have this. The month of Av is spelled Aleph Bet, and it has come to mean father, as we discussed. It actually means ancestors. But what does it remain, what is its meaning when it's permutated to the Bet Aleph? It's the word Bo. Bo means to come, to end, to happen, to enter. Bo represents action. But the month of Av is about listening. Shemaya. Is that a happening? Yes, in a sense. But not in an active way. Although we do need to learn to actively listen. The letters of the month, I've already expressed, but let's explain it again in more detail. The Kaf created the sun. The Kaf has the duality. The sun has the two names, duality. The Kaf has two sounds. The verse that gives us the permutation of the name of Hashem, the actual permutation is Hey Vav Yud Hey. The four words that create this comes from chapter 27 of Deuteronomy, verse 9. In that, you will find Hasakat v'shama Yisrael Hayom. The translation, listen, hear, Israel, today, this day, the day. Why do you have two different forms of listening? The same duality expressed throughout the month. The first half is harsh judgment. The second half is softer judgment. Similar to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The sign of the month of Av is Aryeh. As we said, it's the lion. Its gematria is 216. which is the same gematria as the Sefirah of Givurah. Givurah is strength. Givurah is judgment. Givurah is power. Givurah has many different aspects. But there are 216 letters in the 72 names of God. And there are these two sets of names, each with 216 letters. They're the same letters. They're just in a different order. 216 is related, as we will study in the writings of the Ari, to the number 220, which is 22 letters of the Aleph Bet in their 10 Sefirot, in their completion. How do we go from 216 to 220? There's a kolel for each letter of Aryeh. And in this case, the kolel just means that each of the four letters is still connected to the upper world of Atzilut. That powerful, that much light. And that's why Av is in the summer, when the sun is at its strongest. We don't share the energy of the sun with 2 months, only with the month of Av. Two holidays in Av are the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av, and Tu B'Av. You would think they're the exact opposite of each other. One represents destruction. One represents the unity of male and female. That's the holiday of Tu B'Av. We will discuss more of that as we approach it. We will discuss more of Tisha B'Av as we approach that. You will find a link in many places to a meditation for an easy fast, because on Tisha B'Av we do fast, a 25-hour fast, exactly like Yom Kippur, but not Yom Kippur, because it's two different reasons. The fast of Tisha B'Av is about cleansing physicality. The fast of Yom Kippur is about eliminating physicality so that we can reach the highest possible level of spirituality. We've already explained the meditation to be used in the 3 weeks. During the first 9 days, this negative energy, which is really positive energy, but the vessel may not be able to handle it, it intensifies. It becomes more difficult for us. And it is important to maintain this meditation, to maintain our balance. The The holiday of Tu B'Av is about male and female. Why? Because astrologically, it's a month controlled by the sun, and the 15th day represents the unity, all of the light of the sun being shared with the moon. All of this energy of judgment being shared with the vessel. It's a very positive day. It's because of this day, because of this energy, we are sweetening the harsh judgment of the first half of the month. Here are very practical tools to adopt for the month of Av. Delay interaction, especially confrontations. I can't express this more strongly. Binding by striking is a tool that essentially delays your interactions with other people. Until you've had time to transform your consciousness. When you confront people as a reaction, you're not doing that. You're not utilizing the tool. During the month of Av is a good opportunity to review your relationships. How can you share more with them? How can you help them more? How can you serve them more, being royalty? Number three. Because of the strength of the energy, it is very common to hear more Lashon Hara, to participate, God forbid, in more Lashon Hara. Work hard during the month of Av to not hear Lashon Hara and to not speak Lashon Hara. More so than any other month. Because it's a month where judgment is prevalent. There's no time in Av. You do a negative action, you're going to see the effect of that negative action very quickly. Expand your awareness of Hashem in addition or as a tool to expand your awareness of Hashem by sharing with others. It's a good month to give tzedakah. It's a good month to share time. It's a good month to understand what does someone need? Not necessarily what they want, but what will help them. This is being royal. This is being the king or the queen, serving your people. During the month of Av, the month of Aryeh, the month of Leo, our ego, and this will apply to every human being during this month, our ego constantly convinces us that we know it all, that we deserve it all, God forbid, that we alone are the architects of our own success. This is not really true. Everything we receive which means everything we do comes from Hashem. But our consciousness of being kings and queens makes it difficult to realize that. Humility is the key word in the month of Av. Ask for help. Ask for help from the light. Ask for help from people. Especially people you feel competitive with. Be careful of false humility. Humility does not mean to pretend that you're not important. Humility means to know who you truly are and also what the other person in your life at this moment truly needs. This is humility. Being consciously aware of what others' needs are so that you can find a way to meet those needs. After all, you are the king. You are the queen. You are in this world, in this situation, to serve that person. You are responsible for them as their king or as their queen, even if they do not think of you as the king or the queen. The conclusion for the month of Av. Yes, it's a difficult month, the way it starts out. And yes, it gets easier, but don't be fooled by the easier. You will feel like royalty because you are royalty. Enjoy that feeling. Enjoy the month because you are royalty. And you are home in the light of the sun. Just don't look at everyone else as your servant. Realize that they are co-royalty. They are also royal. And you are there to serve them, not the other way around. Now we will begin our Anabakoah portion, our meditation, our connection in this month of Av. This meditation within the Anabakoah is the tool that takes control of the month. That's why it needs to be done in the energy of the day of Rosh Chodesh. Please join me in saying the Anna Bekoach. Anna Bekoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, Zerura, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yutat Sadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha sagvenu taharenu no ra Ufrei Shayan in Tet Nun Na gibor dor sheyechudcha kevava sham when Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem, Ratame Sidkata, Tal. me, Dom Lame, Et Tetresh, Sadi Taf Kimmel. The letters of the month of Av, the Kaf, with its dual sounds, created the sun with its dual names. The Tet, with its dual arms in its visual shape, the Tet created the constellation Aryeh, connecting the 216 letters of the 72 names of God to their source, Hashem. The Kaf and the Tet have a gematria of 29. The Kaf represents a circle, continuity. The Tet represents lines. And yet there's an arm that is curved, so you have both realities in the month of Av. The permutation of Hashem's name, we will all stand up and elevate our joy, because this is the tool to take control. By being happy, as we dance around the room tonight, being happy throughout the month, it's not easy. It's very difficult to be happy in the 9 days. That's why we're told to mourn. But the Kabbalists don't mourn. They say they mourn the loss of the mitzvot. But while they're doing the mitzvot, they're happy. Hey, why, oh, hey. 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 Dance around the room. Be joyful, be happy. Hey, why, oh, hey, 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 hey, why, oh, hey. Hey, why, yo, 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 hey. Hey, why, oh, hey, 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 hey, why. Yo. Hey, why yo, hey. Hey, why yo, hey. Authentic. The duality pair. Hey, why yo, hey. 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 Are you jumping and happy? Hey, why yo, hey. Are you dancing and happy? Hey, why yo, hey. 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 Kasim Kadosh, Birov Tuka, Na'el Adatecha, Tetkufet, Tetnunayan. Yachid Geyeh, Lamcha Pinei, Zofre Kiddushatecha. Yud Gimel Lamed, Hei Zayin Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziyakatenu, Yodea Ta'alumot. Shin Kufav, Tav Yutaf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the duality, the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy that will sweeten the harsh judgment and soften it. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum V'chanun, Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed. Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed V'yomer Adonai. Ve'emet Notzer Chesed L'lach. My memory is difficult today, so let's go back to the beginning. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun Erech Apayim V'rav Chesed Ve'emet Notzer Chesed La'alafim No se awom va fesha vechata benake. We'll now connect to the energy of the goat the year 5777 with the two verses that connect to this energy of the goat. The first is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor o yavahinam. When we take the first letters, we create Satkiyah, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters, we create Dir Yam. Translation, Sea of Tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the goat is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed. The letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasherasitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year of the pause, the year 5776, is the energy we connect to next. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first verse that we study is 2 Chronicles, chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha-yulimat v'lo yachlu le-havshit et kol ha-olot Vayechaskum Achechem Halevim Ad Kelod Hamlacha V'ad Yitkadshu HaKohanim Ki Halevim Yishrei Levav Lehitkadesh Me HaKohanim. When we take the first letters of these words, these 25 words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lala He, Wawawa, Yola Yoala Me, Hey, 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 Aka, Rekaha. The second verse that connects to the energy of the pause is Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 4. Bidchu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibiyah Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Turolamim. The year 5775 has the energy of death being swallowed forever. There are three verses that we study for to connect to this energy. The first one is Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad biliruki. The second that we study is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Asher O Tob, call Alfe Yehuda. And the verse, the third verse we study is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Tegel Olanetzach Yoved Roav Yomu Ayo. The year 5774, the year that there's peace in the Middle East. The verse we study, the one verse in the Tanakh that connects to this energy of peace in the Middle East. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Actually, it's 2 Samuel. Wesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shatan tachta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoto kasher barishona. Now let's connect to the 72 names of God, and we will take the time to read each name using its root vowel for each letter. Wa-he-wa-yo-la-yo, sa-yo-te-a-la-me, me-he-shi-la-la-he, a-ka-a-ka-he-ta. Ezayo alada lawo heya yozala me behe ereyo ekome lawa kalayo lawa wa pehe la nulaha yo yo. Yo, me la he 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 wa, nu ta he he a a, yo re ta shi a he, re yo yo a wa me, la ta be wa shi re, yo he wa la he he. Tawako menu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za e he he me yo ha wa wa la yo la he da la re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta ra re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa ra re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa. And now for the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. Wa 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 yo 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 ba be te a a me me be shi la yo he a nu a ka me ta he he yo a nu da la he wa he me a yo tsa la me rai he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he de he wa nu yo hey hey shia Yoreta Shiae, Prelayo Awame, Layo Bewahe Re, Yo Yo Walahe He, Ta Ako Menu Da, Anu Yo He Wame, Re He Ayo He Za. Hey, she, hey, make ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, ta, a, la, a, re, yo, a, la, me, ta, hey, wa, hey, wa, a, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, me, nu, hey, a, nu, wa, ta, me, la, hey, pe, yo, nuka, nuko, me, yo, ra, re, la, he, be, he, me, za, ra, wa, he, be, yo, a, he, a, la, wo, a, la, wa, me, za, yo, da, he, be, me, ka, ko, a, la, a, hey, hey, wa, rey, la, hey, yo, yo, may, hey, la, yo, may, hey, may. The names of the Tzaddikim who left on Rosh Chodesh Av. Aaron HaKohen Gadol. Eliezer ben Aaron HaKohen. Nadav ben Avihu ben Aaron HaKohen Gadol. Rabbi Yaakov ben Atar. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi David. Rabbi Yehoshua Heschel ben Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Nosen Nota ben Rabbi Yosef of Avarik, each. Rabbi Asher Wallerstein. Rabbi Aaron ben Rabbi Moshe Goldstein. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi David Tzvi Ehrenfeld. Rabbi Aaron ben Rabbi Chaim Halberstam of Sands. Rabbi Menachem Nahum of Kobrin, Bialystok. Rabbi Shlomo ben Rabbi Ben-Zion Halberstam of Bobo. Cheskel Shlomo. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. Baruch Shem Yudalbach Tavah. I remind you that Thursday night there will be an all-night study commencing at 9 p.m. Pacific time. That all-night study is for the Hilulah of the Ari HaKadosh. It will be a very significant study for those who are willing to stay up. In this morning's classes, I went over the classes for the week, and so I don't mean to duplicate that again. But if anybody has any questions or comments, please speak up. I know you're all muted, so please unmute yourself and ask questions. Be careful this month of Av. Be aware. Use your listening skills. I wish you all a month filled with shalom, with peace, with serenity, with balance. Shalom to all. Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov. Shalom.